This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The DJB report to the nation with the facts, the comments, the intelligentsia that you don't get with other radio programs. Here we are, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen. Victoria's getting some blood work done this morning, so let's see where that goes. Actually, I wish you were back in time. She may be back in time to have a chat with Dr. Ken, who will join us in a few moments with the medical
news. Delve into all that blood work.
Yes, I want to find out what the story is with that. So, Dr. Ken, in a few moments. Meanwhile, the good news from Boston today, where I am this week, back on the farm outside of Boston, a town called Framingham. The lady, one of the bombing survivors, her name is Roseanne Doya, or Sedoya. There's an S-D-O-I-A. I think it's pronounced. I've heard it pronounced both ways. Doya and Sedoya. She is going to marry the fireman. His name is Mike Materia, who rescued her after the bombing. She said the last thing on her mind, obviously, when she got blown up, was that you know she was going to have some romantic connection to this guy. But it's a nice deal. They are both going to participate in the annual Empire State Building Marathon, which I'm not sure. Is that this weekend? Victoria here, she can check it out. Anyway,
I don't know. How cool is it that something that is so dark and such a... There's still silver linings that come out of that.
Yeah, right. It's a very sweet story. She has one leg and lost the other one. And she said that she was comforted greatly by his manner on the ride to the hospital in the police vehicle. He took her in his police car. And she asked him if she was going to die. And he told her that everything was going to be okay, that she had a flesh wound, which obviously was a little worse than that, but she wasn't going to die. And so they had their first date in June of 2013, and he proposed to her last month. So they're getting married. Isn't that sweet? That's very sweet.
Very cool.
Yep, nice story. Here's a story from a town in Texas, New Hope, Texas. The mayor announced yesterday, he said... the day before, he had something important to tell to his community. He's been the mayor there for a while. And what he wanted to tell them was that he is not a he, but a she. Or she is not a she. Anyway, the mayor's name is Jess Herbst, H-E-R-B-S-T. Wrote an open letter to the residents of the town that was put on the website yesterday. Quote, I live my life as a female now. And I'll be performing my duties to the town as such. He was elected as an alderman and then was appointed mayor after the mayor before died in office. He began transitioning with hormone replacement therapy a couple of years ago. He formerly went by Jeff, said in a letter that she wasn't especially sensitive to the pronoun. I expect people to take time to understand the change. She's lived in New Hope since 1999 with her wife and two daughters. I love my wife. She loves me. We have no intention of changing. That's the most eerie or, I don't know if eerie is the right word, but I find that the most, not the fact that he's the mayor, he's Jane, all that stuff, but that he is married to his wife, and his wife is sympathetic to him feeling like a man and having...
Right.
The transgender operation, and they're going to stay together.
Right.
That I find fascinating. I don't make a judgment. I just find it fascinating.
I think it's interesting. I think one of the things that we forget, because people are so afraid of being called insensitive or, you know, whatever the label
might
be.
They're also afraid of what's different, too, Jen.
Yeah, that's right. I would be really curious to see how a study would go when someone, not necessarily about the person who makes this change, a catastrophic change. I mean, this is a huge change making, right?
Oh, yeah.
I would be curious to see the effects on the family because it's like you know someone especially when it's your kid or something, and you know someone, let's say, for 20-something years, and then all of a sudden they might tell you, well, this is what I'm dealing with. I look at like someone like Bruce Jenner, who lived his life for 60-plus years before he transitioned into Caitlyn. So, yeah, I'm sure the family had little glimpses, but what kind of toll does it take on the family? Because you can't expect people to just realize who you are now overnight. I mean, it's a long process, and it interests me a lot because we had there's a case in my family where someone is identifying a little differently than they did growing up, and it's hard. It's hard to remember. I mean, there was a name change involved, and I keep forgetting the name change because for 20 years I've called this person one name, and now I have to remember to call them another. And I just, you know, that's me on a small scale. I'm just curious on a large scale when you're living with someone what that's like.
Yeah, well, that's right. I asked the question, and you wonder what it involves, but he's the second person. There's another mayor in Silverton, Oregon, who became the first openly transgender mayor, named Stu Rasmussen, and it was Silverton. But he didn't have the same kind of, it didn't play out the way this one is playing out. For obvious reasons, but it's,
I mean, the public gets used to it. They hear a news story, they see you, okay, but when it's your family, it's just interesting.
Yep. I find it, it takes my breath away. I just find it fascinating how many different things are going on in the world, and we're accepting of them because they aren't.
And it's not even about not being accepting. It's just, let's say your son comes to you and says, "Gosh, I'm going to be a girl, Dad." No. How easily would it be for you? I mean, you'd be supportive, of course. You'd be loving and supportive. I know you.
Yeah.
But it's different.
That would be unusual for my son to.
Well, I know. It's probably a terrible example, but
it's not a bad example. That's a good example. All right. Speaking of good examples, Dr. Ken Kronhaus with medical news that's important for you coming up 13 past the hour with DJV.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available, covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist, and I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program risk-free for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's free. Let me prove it to you. Go to sleepforlife.com for your risk-free trial. That's sleepforlife.com. sleepforlife.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Quarter past the hour, time for our weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert, intelligent cardiologist, someone that has my respect and the respect of the audience. People love it when Ken comes on to discuss what's going on medically as a result of his looking over some of these journals. So let's get into what happens before you die. This is a very interesting study about what really does happen just before you die.
I have to tell you, this is one of my favorite studies.
Really?
And I'm not George Noory, and this is not Coast to Coast. This was published this week in a medical journal that I just discovered called Conscious and Cognition. Doug, your life really does flash before your eyes when you die, and I have thought about this a lot. It's something that I've been interested in as a cardiologist. I have taken care of a number of people who have had near-death experiences, and out of my curiosity, they've described them to me. Sometimes, without my curiosity, with their passion, they've described them to me. Mm-hmm. And there are some common threads that I've noticed, and this has been an area of great interest, and there's an Israeli group of medical scientists who have now studied this and published this article about this, and there are some interesting findings here. This research suggests that phenomenon rarely involves flashback in chronological order. There seems to be just, when you're near death, a great dumping of activity. There appears to be an area of the brain which is not susceptible to oxygen and blood loss during serious injury.
Right.
And this is where this information is stored. It appears to be in the prefrontal, medial temporal, and parietal cortices. And right before you have this injury, this area is the last to go. And apparently there is this storage of material. It doesn't dump out in like you see in Hollywood as a flashback, but just all apparently it seems to be a random dumping in rapid fire of all this information. And that seems to be commonly what they see. Those parts of the brain not susceptible to oxygen and blood loss during serious injuries, meaning they're just the ones that are last to suffer. And there's a nice conclusion in this paper that I really like. It's a quote. This suggests that a representation of life events as a continuum exists in the cognitive system and may be further expressed in extreme conditions of psychological and physiological stress. In simple language, what this means is there's an area of the brain that is responsible for thinking and remembering that is the last to go, and when you're under a lot of stress, physical, mental, whatever, it just lets itself out and flashes before your eyes.
I wonder what that says about the continuation of life. Those of us who believe in life after death or reincarnation, coming back and back and back. I was talking to somebody about that yesterday, how we oftentimes run into people, and sometimes we share countless lives together with people. And I wonder if this may be the lead-in to that. That'd be an interesting thing to study, I think, as well, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I'd also be curious if Dr. Ken, that means if that's not affected by blood or oxygen loss, does that mean people that might have sustained big injuries who go into a coma or who are medically induced into a coma still have those memories going
absolutely.
While they're out?
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly.
Cool.
Ding,
that's
ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, speaking of blood flow, Dr. Ken talks frequently with you about blood flow and how it's enhanced by using Superbeats with the nitric oxide component that's so important to having a healthy blood flow, Ken.
Absolutely. And this is without injury. This is all of us. We all need nitric oxide. It's the third important gas of the body. This is based on Nobel Prize winning information that occurred after most of us went to medical school. So that's why so many are not aware of this. But in 1998, Nobel Prize was given out for a discovery in 1988 of the importance of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is carried by the red blood cells, and I like to think of it as the garage door opener for the blood vessels. The red blood cells first spray the blood vessels with nitric oxide, and then blood vessels relax, open up, and then the red blood cells can go through, carry the oxygen, and deliver it from head to toe. And if you don't continuously remake nitric oxide, your body's deficient, it just doesn't work well.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Tap on my hair, say something, good look around, this is your hometown, this is your hometown, this is your hometown, this is your hometown.
So now it's time for us to throw our minds, when it comes to music, back, Throwback Thursday, focusing on the top five songs this week in 1986. So we start with the boss, Bruce Springsteen, who was doing well at the time, fantastic as a matter of fact. This song of his contribution is My Hometown. You can crack it up a bit, Kara. Not my favorite Bruce pop song, but it tells a lot of it. I mean, he's a great storyteller. This is really about his hometown. Listen. My hometown. All right, let's get to number four from this week. In 1986, belongs to George Michael and Wham. Not the most popular song he ever did, but it does sound like him, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, I don't actually know this song, but when I was younger, my grandma had a Culture Club CD because she loved them. And this song sounds a lot like Boy George and Culture Club to me.
Well, they had a lot of I've always thought there were a lot of similarities in the way they sounded. So that's it. Only problem is that he can't appear on Celebrity Apprentice because he's Gonzo. Anyway, number four, I'm Your Man. Number three from this week in 1986 belonged to Stevie Nicks. Isn't it funny how this kind of reminds me of when I listen to radio stations, how some days you can listen and the music mix is perfect and you love it, and other days you can listen to the music mix and it's awful. It just doesn't hit. And so what I'm looking at here is I study all of these songs, with the exception, I think, of number one. These are all B songs. They weren't fabulous. A lot of B songs are released right after the first of the year. It takes them a while to crawl up on the charts.
Yeah, list doesn't really mesh that well to me either. Sometimes you get, you can tell that, like, people really like a certain genre. I mean, here we're going from Bruce to Wham to Stevie Nicks, and it's, I don't know, none of them really, they're all very different to me.
Well, and the songs are not anywhere near the biggest songs that they recorded. They're B songs. All right, let's try number two for this week, Kara. 1986, this is Survivor and Burning Heart. Another kind of B-song. Well, yeah, as I said, the only exception to this is the number one song. And instead of wasting time on the ones that are just B, let's go right to number one. Dionne Warwick's last number one song. What a great song. This is it. For her, I thought this was great. That's what friends are for. Stevie Wonder playing the harmonica. Well, you came in open me. This is Elton John. Well, my clothes are rising up in words of color. It's collaborative tunes.
Yeah, what a lineup.
Right.
Dionne Warwick, Stevie Wonder, and Elton John.
Smiling, oh, yeah. Keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends. Sort of from the same league as I Just Called to Say I Love You. This is basically the same caliber of song. So it outlasts and outdoes all the other songs, makes it worthwhile. Number one this week in 1986, That's What Friends Are For, 28 after the hour.
This is Maria Francesco with your astrological forecast. For the week of January 30th to February 5th, the week starts out with the moon in contemplative Pisces. So give yourself a few minutes of quiet time for a couple days to plan out your week, because it quickly moves to the spring-like and playful fiery Aries. That is great for getting the work started. Midweek, we will experience the practical worker Taurus. These are the task-oriented folks, the people who know how to get the job done. And by the weekend, the moon will be in the sign of Gemini, the talkative social communicator. A great time to celebrate what you've done and get together with good friends. If you are interested in a private session with me, just remember that Doug's show listeners always get a special. Email me at smbworks@earthlink.net. Have a great week.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a Torque Flight 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
After the hour now, it's Thursday, the 2nd of February. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan. Yes, the chairs on the Titanic have been rearranged, and Jennifer's gone. Victoria's here. Eric Schillen is at the control. I say that lovingly because Victoria's gone to the blood bank this morning to give blood. Only thing is, she didn't give it to somebody who's going to find any good use for it. She's going to get it all tested to find out what's going on in her body. And it's always, we were just talking about this, when you go, I've done this a couple of times in the last couple of months, when you look at those vials, and you had, what, 14 or something? How many?
14,
yeah. 14, good God. I think I had 8 taken out of me, and I thought that was a lot. When you look at what comes out, and I don't actually look at it because it makes me nauseous to look at it. So I don't. I just stick the needle in. I have good veins so they can find it fast, and they take the blood and do whatever they're going to do with it. We had, both Meredith and I wanted to get a thorough, well, I convinced her that it made good sense to have a really thorough exam to find out, because blood work is really important to find out what's going on in your body.
Yep.
But we only had, I think it was 8 vials, so you have put 14.
I didn't know it was going to be that much.
Well, if it looks, I mean, under the circumstances, it looks like a lot, but it really isn't. But it just looks, because there's only a couple of ounces in each one of those vials.
Right. Well, I was telling Kara, the funny thing is the little cute Hispanic nurse who took my blood, she was like, ay, 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 these are a lot of blood.
And I'm like,
that's not helping. I mean, she was literally like laughing by the time we got to the 14th one.
Right. All right, let's have a little, let's involve ourselves in a little different kind of gossip, some Super Bowl gossip, starting first with Ryan Seacrest, and how he plays into this. He's originally from Atlanta, you know. If you didn't know the history, Ryan Seacrest, the radio and television personality, started his career when he was 17. He had a very smooth voice, and he got a job on a radio station after school. He did not go to college. He went on the air and had a big job. By the time he was 22, he had a decent job on a good FM station doing afternoons. And he promptly turned that into an opportunity to go to Los Angeles, which, if you've ever read anything about him or heard him interviewed, you know that this is a driven kid. He knew early on what he wanted to do. He was ready to put all of his heart and soul into it, and he's done that. That's why he's successful. So he got to Los Angeles. He started doing afternoons on, I think he was on K-Big. I remember Jennifer, if she were here, would tell me. Anyway, so he was there for a little while, got the attention of everybody. He started paying attention to lots of the people who are important in showbiz, whether it be radio or television, and managed to get on the good side of Larry King. He wanted to get to meet Larry King. So Larry was flying across the country back to Los Angeles from Washington, and somehow, and this tells you what this kid's about, Ryan finds out what plane he's on when he's landing. So he goes to the airport and goes to the bag collection and goes to the bag carousel. And when Larry comes downstairs, he introduces himself to Larry and says, can I take your bags out to your car for you? That's how he and Larry got started. And he more or less did the same thing with Dick Clark. He ingratiated himself to them. They became curious as to what he was all about, and that's how he sprang into the circumstances that he finds himself in. I would bet this kid's worth $400 million at this point in time with all the things that he's done over the years, The Idol, his own production company, all the shows he does on E! He's basically responsible for the Kardashians.
Oh, completely,
yeah. Yeah, right. So anyway.
He is amazing. The other person, speaking of famous people that he ingratiated himself to, when I first started as an intern at SiriusXM, one of the guys, I won't say his name, but one of the guys who worked there, I started dating, and he and Ryan used to be on the same station together, and they were back-to-back with shifts.
In Atlanta?
No, in California, his first.
I think it was
where. San Francisco, maybe, was it? Or
no,
I forget what
went
city.
Right to L.A. He went to L.A. from Atlanta. Anyway, go ahead.
He became, it was sort of known around the station that Ryan was in good company because Merv Griffin's jet would pick him up every weekend.
Yeah.
And so he and Merv.
Yeah.
Merv Griffin was really the one who put him on the map, and they became very close in some way. And so that was
Are you suggesting that it was something other than business?
That was the rumor.
Really?
Well, Merv Griffin, I mean, you know.
Well, Merv was a little, they used to call Merv the
Perv. Pretty young boys, let's put it that way.
Yeah, Merv the Perv, that's how they, behind the scenes, were.
Yeah, Ryan was a cute young guy, and, you know, that's what Merv likes to hang out with, so, you know, Ryan played the game, and it worked.
That's stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
If you read the history of some of the great actors in Hollywood, some have done almost anything to get themselves into a position of influence.
Yeah.
And that goes for some of the biggest stars in Hollywood. I was going to name a name, but it doesn't make any difference because it just becomes gossipy. Anyway, the reason I started the story
as soon as we're in commercial.
I will. Yes. He wore a horrible toupee. Well, never mind. If I keep talking about it.
Okay.
So he goes to this party last weekend at Ellen DeGeneres' house. And he walks up to the bar. This sounds like a joke, but it isn't a joke. And it was actually at Ellen, it was Ellen DeGeneres' birthday. And he says, I'm standing at the bar. This guy's leaning against the wall. And so then he goes on with the conversation. He told the story on the air yesterday on his morning program. And so this guy, Aaron Rodgers, who plays for the Atlanta team, says,
no,
what's
Packers.
Up, man?
Yeah, he's the Green Bay Packers quarterback.
Oh, the Packers quarterback.
Right, right.
Okay. So he says to Ryan, what's up, man? I'm a big fan of yours. Ryan says, hey, thanks. I'm Ryan. And Aaron says, oh, I'm Aaron. And Ryan says, nice to meet you. What do you do? Aaron says, I play football. Ryan says, oh, that's cool. What do you play for? And Rodgers says, I play for the Packers. And so at that point, the lady who was co-hosting the party for Ellen DeGeneres says, are you kidding me? You didn't know this guy? And because Sechrist came from Atlanta, and the Packers lost to the Falcons.
Yeah, just last week.
Yeah, right. So he admits
devastating loss,
being
so.
Embarrassed. It was my bad. He could tell I was being honest, and I really didn't put it all together. These guys look different when they're not in uniform. Well, I mean, you don't get up close and personal anyway. Right? I mean, you know, you see the guys on this field, you don't know.
Right, but you would know Tom Brady if you saw him, and Aaron Rodgers is just as visible now as Tom Brady is.
Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes. Anyway, that's that story. Now, there's another story that surfaced today that Rob Gronkowski is still dating a former Patriots cheerleader named Camille Kostek. And apparently there's all this is great fodder for the local television and the local social media. But TMZ yesterday reported Gronkowski and this lady named Kostek had a fling. They were never really in a permanent relationship, but for the purposes of the weekend, is it necessary? These guys feel like they have to have a girlfriend, so she's been hanging, she's tagging with him for the girlfriend photo op. Why is that necessary? What's the big deal about that? Why do these guys think they have to show up with girlfriends?
I don't know. I thought Gronk had a baby mama somewhere. Didn't he have a kid with somebody else, or
really?
Maybe he had a kid with this girl?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to keep track of these guys.
But you see, the focus isn't on the game. It's on all things
right.
that are salient and connected to it. Like all the talk about Gaga hanging from the roof now on some kind of cable to do her aftermath.
Right.
You know, stuff like that, and all the things about the commercial that I just saw, and I'm not even going to touch it. Because it's so negative, but there's a whole list online of the worst Super Bowl commercials of all time.
Oh, boy. You
know? And the number one is the Ed McMahon commercial for the gold toilet or somewhere. I remember that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That was
was it a bad commercial? I mean, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it was bad. All right. So anyway.
It took a paycheck.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well,
let's get to what's good. Now, we have had an ongoing conversation in Victoria today because Jennifer and Kara and I got our boxes of Sherry's Berries yesterday, and I wondered whether yours was delivered to your home yet or not.
It was not delivered yet.
Oh. All right. Well, you can enjoy. Kara's got her. She's going to bring them in tomorrow. Jennifer and I both ate one on the air.
I'm sure they're delicious.
And as you can guess, Victoria, it went down very well when they ate them on air.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm just going to prove that point by doing it again.
Oh, no.
All right, sure, so I have in my box of Sherry's Berries, I have milk chocolate covered with nuts. I have dark chocolate covered with little chocolate chips.
Mm.
And I have white chocolate with a chocolate swirl around them. These are all strawberries that come. This is the $19.99 deal. You get twice as many of these. You get a dozen for $19.99. Give them another $10. You get two dozen. And I will tell you, you can hear my mouth is watering now.
Are they good tasting strawberries?
Yeah.
They are pretty good. They're nice and juicy and flavorful.
Well, that's good. Yeah, because we were talking about that off the air yesterday. Sometimes strawberries kind of, they're like those big tomatoes that are grown in the
greenhouses.
Well,
the water comes out of them and then they're
don't have any flavor,
Yeah, right. So I remember.
Oh my God, this is so wonderful.
Radio professionals.
Yeah. And by the way, Doug, you literally have said to me when I first started on the show, your biggest pet peeve in all of radio is people eating on the air. And you're literally
really
doing
annoying.
Your worst, most annoying thing now.
Absolutely annoying.
Twice today.
Okay. Yep. But I'm doing it. See, I'm taking one for the team.
Oh, this is okay.
So that I can tell the story of Sherry's Berries in an authentic manner. It's last year, I remember Meredith gave me a whole bunch of these. And I remembered almost going through the whole box at once, which is something that I'm not going to do right now. Got a couple of them. That's good. So you can hear Kara had a great experience yesterday. And that's an important point. The freshness of the strawberries, because there are other people that do this sort of thing, but what you're going to get, once you've eaten through the chocolate, you're going to get garbage.
Right.
Because the strawberries are too big, they're not fresh, and they lose their flavor and consistency. So when you bite into them, just the water drains out. It's ugh.
Yeah.
So let's not do that. Let's do it the right way and go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com, and order whether you want the one. Now, you've posted, I think Kara and Victoria both have posted pictures of the various kinds of Sherry's Berries on various social media sites. So if you're following us on Twitter at DJV Show, for example, or at Jennifer Horn or Ani or Victoria or C. Schillen or any of those places or Facebook, you can go actually look at what you're going to get as the pictures are posted. I think Instagram, too. Did you put some on Instagram?
I think, Kara, did you put them on Instagram?
Yeah, we did put them on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's nice because there's so many different boxes of with different variety that you can pick from. I mean, the chocolate cover, the pretzel rods that are rolled in caramel and then dipped in chocolate.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh, man.
Wow.
So if you've ordered already from Sherry's Berries in the past, you know the routine. Go to Berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. And type in DJV. That's it. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in DJV, and if you're smart, you'll be ordering them today so that they get there in plenty of time. You can leave them out. They come with one of those freezer bags that keeps them cold and fresh. And you put them outside like I did overnight to keep them cold and fresh. Berries.com. Use the DJV in the order corner.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight talk wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to $15 off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so how many of you remember the story of the employees that were laid off by Wells Fargo after the scandal over the sham accounts? Remember that story from a couple of months ago? And then there is an unexpected consequence. You know, to every action, there is a reaction, and there are always consequences for things like this. The bank, you're going to love this. This ought to get you to cancel. If anybody's got accounts at Wells Fargo, good reason to cancel them. They have prohibited, I'm not sure who the bad guy is here. They are not paying the severance to these 400 employees that they owe them. Instead, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency has imposed restrictions on Wells Fargo, and the rules, which are intended to curb golden parachute packages, limit what Wells Fargo is permitted to pay to the terminated employees without some sort of regulatory approval. So, I mean, routine severance pay is one thing, but this is not routine. There are some golden parachutes here, and so they're not getting paid. Not a good deal. 10 for the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heaven help me. Deliver me from evil. Especially this kind of evil.
Evil.
Shocker, this is evil. The theme from Friday the 13th. How many of these? There have been a dozen of these, haven't there? How many of these?
That's a good question. It's been 11, and there is a 12th one on the way. Oh. Filming begins on a new Friday the 13th reboot. Next month, it'll be released.
Isn't this the
year.
Series
Earth
that has
came
some,
out in 1980.
This has really credible actors involved in it, though, right? This is not like
I don't know about that. I saw most of them in the theater. I remember seeing the original in 1980, and I remember saying to myself, I was a teenager at the time, I was the scariest movie I've ever seen in a theater because that was a new level of violence that you didn't see in movies at the time. That was the beginning of what they call the slasher trend in motion pictures, where the violent content was pretty graphic.
Awful. Awful.
Which
stuff.
I know you ate up. And were you first or second online for this one?
Get the Uzi treatment from me.
Now, Doug, if that's not enough, a new Chucky movie goes into production.
Ah, also, perfect.
The Cult of Chucky, but that's going to be a direct-to-DVD release. And then also Lionsgate's going to do an eighth entry in their very popular Saw franchise. I know you're a big fan of that one also.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, is that... What is the Texas? This is the use of chainsaw.
That's Leatherface. This is
this is worse.
This is the Saw. Well, you either know it or you don't. But
which one?
In theaters.
The what's the name from, what's her face from Friends? Wasn't she in one of this?
Tony Cox was in Scream.
Scream. Oh, okay. Yeah. Was that as bad as these others? This was as bad as the others? Scream?
No, I like Scream. I think Scream is a very... the late Wes Craven did Scream. He's the guy responsible for A Nightmare on Elm Street. I thought they were very inventive movies, and they also made a lot of money at the box office.
This much more credible than movie. The other ones. Yeah, I'm sure. Listen, you're a piece of work, Chucker. All right, some movie news coming up. Stand by. By the way, Michael McConaughey.
Yeah.
Who's in Matthew that movie? Is that movie out this week?
It came out last week. I had a friend who see it. Mud. Yeah, and said, not Mud. Gold. And told me that he thought it was awful.
Yeah. It didn't look good. I saw the trailers. But he went public yesterday with his thoughts about Trump urging the Hollywood elite to embrace him, which I thought was kind of interesting. I don't know that he voted for him or he didn't. But it's, you know, it's, I'd find that it becomes pat and kind of redundant and also kind of pathetic, frankly, some of the stuff that just is the same repetition of things that come from people that don't really know what's going on. They have their feelings and emotions and they have a bully pulpit, but I'm not sure they always know.
When you have a pulpit, you want to voice it. And
yeah,
I think that's just human nature, no matter what you believe. Yeah.
He said it was time for Hollywood to give the president a break and see what he's up to. So I thought that was worth repeating for those people who don't like the Hollywood elite, supposedly. All right, let's take a quickie here, and then Chuck has got some more movie news.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Hi, Chucker. What else you have for us in the movie news department?
I think this is an interesting casting one that I don't like. Diego Luna, who played the male lead in the new Star Wars movie Rogue One, has been cast as the new Scarface over at Universal, which is a remake of the Al Pacino 1983 movie.
Black guy playing Scarface?
No, he's not. I think he's Spanish.
Oh, I know he's black guy.
I thought he was sort of somewhat dull in Rogue One. I don't really see him being a good Scarface, but so be it. I guess to see something in him. But this is another one of those remakes that's not worth remaking because nobody's going to do it better than Brian De Palma and Al Pacino back in 83. Other news, Nicole Kidman has been cast as Aquaman's mother in Warner Brothers' solo Aquaman movie that's currently, I believe, going
Wasn't
into
production. Isn't that the one that in the Entourage that Vincent was supposed to, wasn't it called, his big claim to fame was a movie called Aquaman?
In Entourage, yeah. Yeah. A little small frame for the part. The actor who's playing him is a pretty pretty big guy.
Yeah.
He'll be in Justice League Aquaman, which comes out in November. And the resurgence of Mel Gibson continues. He will team up with Vince Vaughn in a police drama titled Drag Across Concrete, which is going to deal with police corruption. He's also going to co-star in the Daddy's Home sequel with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell.
There you go. 59 past the hour. Chucker's in the know.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.